tried.
This is jack-o'-lantern.
One day within my garden of many seeds to sow, and great anticipation of a pumpkin did I grow. This massive ball of orange struck from its dwelling place, for soon a jack-o'-lantern with such a laughing face, a candle placed inside him, the glow visible see, to mark the celebration of coming Halloween. And it's written by Dorothy Schmidt, I think, S-H-M-I-T. Then the other one is a mother's concern. Light your jack-o'-lantern for its mellow sheen. Don your mask and costume, this is Halloween. Though the moon is shining, though the stars are bright, witches are sky-riding, and ghosts will haunt the night. Keep your lantern burning while you trick or treat. Keep away from alleys and choose a lighted street. And I thought this was another one too, it's short too. It's a special night, spooks and goblins trick or treat, candy, gum, or nuts to eat. Little ones with happy faces join the door-to-door foot races, jack-o'-lantern, pumpkins glory. Some with smiles or sharp teeth showing, full moon or cool breeze, a ghost or two among the trees. October's gone, nowhere to be seen. Tonight, dear friends, it's Halloween. It's written by Margie S. Selma.
That's cute.
I thought they were kind of cute.
Isn't that cute? You know what? I can remember taking our kids out on Halloween in snow suits. And then another year, they'd be real warm. They just didn't even need wraps underneath their costumes.
Well, then I said, I remember back when the first Halloween party I went to. About 13 or 14. It was a family. I don't know if you're acquainted with Old Tana, where the cemetery is, and the old Mineral Springs Road. Well, there was a family that lived there. They had two, a boy and a girl. We were around about 13, 14. And my niece lived in town. We lived in the country. So she always had me come in, but we got invitations for the party. So we did. There was both boys and girls. And then we were supposed to, the boys, they went over to the cemetery, which was just across the road, had their white gowns on. Came up back with the markers and just pretty scared the life out of us. We could only go so long, then we had to be back at the house. And then they had games, and you'll spin the bottle, who's got the thimble, post office. And
oh my goodness.
And London Bridge falling down, all those old times.
Uh-huh.
And then when that was over with, then we had a nice lunch. We used to have hot chocolate, sandwiches, and cookies. Then we could go home. So, and of course, that was quite a thing. But I says there was no of this old monkey business that they got nowadays.
So you dressed up in costumes, too?
No, we didn't have costumes.
Just the boys?
Just the boys.
Okay.
But it was very much fun.
I bet.
I think back now, I think we enjoyed it.
What did you have to eat?
We had hot chocolate and fancy sandwiches and cookies. But they were such a loving couple. We would go out all, they were always there supervising the party.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like fun.
Some of those things come back. I think that's about, must be about 70. 2-3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So
that was fun. Sounds like, and it's such healthy fun.
Yeah.
Nobody was destroying anything.
Oh, no.
What do you remember about Halloween, Carrie?
Oh, my aunt had birthday on that day. We used to go out. That was in Ogden where I lived then. And after it was over, we'd go out and see what happened, or, you know. And of course, then they used to do more things. But it wasn't too bad. Yeah. And then late years...
Can you get up there?
Just excuse me.
I'll hold that up. I'll hold myself.
Okay, let me have to get this chair.
Is there one little spot?
Right next door, I think.
I have to go in the dining room.
Oh, Oh.
Yeah, but they don't
she
let
She says it. You have to go in the dining room.
You can't. Nobody can take those in.
How far is your room?
Way
down the other end. But she goes to the dining room.
Okay.
I'll be back.
Oh, you come back. We'll wait. We'll be looking for you. Leave that open a little bit so she can get back in.
Go ahead, Carrie.
Well, then, that was years ago when we lived on the corner here by the schoolhouse. They used to have a parade always, you know.
A Halloween parade?
Yeah.
From the school children? The school children?
Yeah. All the children. They used to have a Halloween that night. And we lived on the corner there. And then they'd come in the one door, and back door and front door for treats. And I know they went in the front door and back, come back again, and the other door, treats.
How many children did you have come to your house?
Oh boy, we had a lot of them come in. We had a big, big pan, just a pan full of popcorn.
Oh.
And we got some kind of treats. But they broke up, you see, they went on to town. And then they just, when they got over to school, of course, to us, they broke up, and a lot of them stopped along, you know, before they got, and then they'd go out and get in the parade. And they had that every year, like, it was nice. And
then did they have a program at the school for
then
them?
Then they had the program later, you know, but for these children, they liked trick-or-treats, because then they'd go over and have their fun at the school.
So you got most of them, I suppose.
But they enjoyed that better, you know. I remember that it was nice, really great. They used to play. I don't know if they do now or not.
I don't think they do, but I've kind of lost track.
It was interesting, too. And we had our lights on. And I know my mother was with us first.
Did you ever dress?
I think it was Rita. What was his name? That young lad, Violet Boy, Russell.
Russell. Yeah.
Well, you know, he's married now, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was a little boy, kind of young, you know, a little fellow. He always come. He always come up, and he always was a big fat man. He was a policeman kind of.
No. Who was this?
He was a fat man.
My nephew, my brother's boy.
He always come. And then sometimes even over to Otisco come in town, and they'd come along. So we had a lot of them.
You did have a lot of them.
But we had lots of fun out of it. And my husband enjoyed it all. And we'd walk over and see the parade when they went along on the other street, and then we'd come back and they'd come by, and they'd go by our house for
That sounds
fun.
Like fun. How about you, Rita?
Well, I was going to tell you about my mother told me about my two older boys, brothers, I mean. And out the other corner, there was two boys the same age, and across the street was an old couple, and they had a wooden fence all the way around their place. So my two brothers and this other two boys, they went over there and unlatched the gate, and then they tied a rope to it. And then they took the rope across the corner over to the other corner where the boys lived. And they'd pull the gate and it would squeak, and then they'd shut it and open like that. And the man came out and looked, the gate was closed. He couldn't see nothing. As soon as he went in the house, well, then they started swinging that gate again.
Oh, harmless though. I mean, they didn't hurt anybody, but that sounds like boys.
And my husband told about that he and some other boys, they went to, well, the farmer lived here, and the barns were across the road. They went in there and they harnessed all the cows. But sometimes the boys went too far, you know, they would take wagons apart and put them up a tree or something like that.
That must have taken a lot of work.
Yeah, just...
I can remember one year, folks were living on Grove Street here. Somebody put a buggy up on top of the
telephone post. How they got it up there, I do not know.
That must have been quite a chore.
And of course, my folks, they had an outdoor toilet at that time. They'd always move that and put it on the front porch.
Oh!
My dad used to get so mad at him.
Those things, the next morning, all along the block, all you had to do was look out and everyone was pushed over.
I think the mainest thing, though, was when they used to soak windows.
Yeah.
You couldn't get that off.
Well, if that wasn't as bad as when they used wax. That was terrible.
Yeah, that was terrible. Yeah.
And we had a screen porch, and they used to wax our screen.
Mother
and I scrubbed that thing, getting that off. She on the inside, and I on the outside.
Then they took a wooden spool, and then they notched each stand, and then they put a string around the spool, and then they had to go up to a window and pull it on a window. That made a terrible noise. The ends of this wooden spool was notched.
Mm-hmm. We always did that.
You did that?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, you get those big spools.
You have to take those great big spools.
And then notch them and wind string around them. And then when you pull that down the window, you know, the spools will click.
It made a terrible noise.
It did. It really did make an awful noise.
So did you get gone before they came to the door to see?
You bet we did.
We disappeared pretty quick.
Yeah.
Huh. What other kinds of things did you do?
Well, we used to buy, you could get navy beans then cheap. You could get a big bag for about 10 cents. And we used to throw them on the windows. It sounded like hail. And we used to do that. And like she said, soak windows. That was a great trick we'd do.
That was the main thing to do, though.
Soak windows.
Because you couldn't get it off.
Now, you think it wouldn't be hard to get soap off?
I'm going out early, and boy,
they were
talking. I could hear them rattling
along.
I just got in the house and banging.
Oh, you were inside. Oh, my gosh.
Of course, that was quite a while back. But
didn't it kind of scare you?
Well, I was outside.
Okay,
I was ready to go in.
Oh, all right. I'm glad you weren't in it.
If I'd have been in there, I'd be scared to death, probably. That was one trade that we used to do always.
Did you dress up? Did you have costumes on?
No. Usually just sheets or dress.
Yeah. I can't remember ever wearing a costume for Halloween.
You didn't make costumes for the boys.
We had the sheets on.
And it used to be so warm sometimes on Halloween night that you just wore a little sweater. And then again, it would be awfully cold.
Yeah.
I hope this
year it's warm. Let's hope.
I hope so, too.
We used to make clown suits. It was my boy and then a boy and a girl across the street. We used to make customs for them. They'd go out for trick and treats.
Well, I don't know.
I suppose they were maybe about 6, 7.
You know, I remember having a jack-o'-lantern with a candle in it.
Oh, yeah.
Lit candle. Mm-hmm. And now, of course, you think about burning yourself up for...
Yeah,
it's
worn
out. Isn't it, though? Everybody did. Everybody had a candle in there.
Yeah. But I think it's so bad now that people put needles and stuff in there. Candy bars.
Well, I can't imagine.
Can't anybody think that it'd be so
razor blades and all that?
Yeah. I think that's so cruel.
Pumes and bits of glass and everything they're finding in candies. You'd think somebody must be deranged that would do it.
That's exactly right. Frida, did you have Halloween, Hallows Eve in Denmark?
No.
Did you have another holiday that was?
I bet you went to church. I bet you went to church.
Yeah.
That's All Saints Day too, isn't
all
it?
All Saints Day and All Souls Day.
Mm-hmm.
They're both days of obligation.
Did you have another holiday in Denmark that was kind of like that? Or you?
I can't know on that one. Maybe we did. I just can't on that one.
How about when you were over here? Do you remember?
Oh, yeah, we always did.
Did you do any devilish things?
Not much.
Did anybody ever do them for to you?
Here she comes.
Step right this way. Okay, right behind you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Hey, it's kind of noisy.
We're talking about Halloween.
Oh. I know one thing. They tip their little house on.
That poor little house got punished every year.
I meant by that.
That seemed to be a tradition.
Well, I remember that one Halloween, there was a bunch of us, and there was they were fixing up this house, and then the carpenter left his workbench out in front. It was heavy, but we carried it way down the street and put it to somebody else's house.
Oh.
And why did we do that? It was heavy.
Well, just to do it.
Yeah.
It's on Halloween.
It wasn't,
any, had to
it
do
wasn't
something.
Anything mean or anything like that. But.
And then the next day they had to go and straighten it up and take it back. And that wasn't much fun.
No, I don't know how the carpenter got it back to his house.
The next day Rita just had amnesia. She didn't know how it got there at all.
Well, our schoolhouse.
It got right
out. Indoors. We just... Everything under the sun filed into the doors. They couldn't go to get to school. The janitor had to clean out that to get in the doors.
You mean they put stuff in front of the doors so they couldn't get in?
Yes.
What kinds of things did they pile up?
Well, he even had an outhouse out there.
Oh, gosh.
They had everything under the sun. They worked hard or something like that. And they had to really do some work.
Then their schoolwork, probably.
Yeah.
But my folks, they had a wooden sidewalk. You know, that was always tore up.
Well, they tore the sidewalk up.
The wooden sidewalk. They had board sidewalk.
Oh. They didn't break the board.
No.
They just had to put them back.
They knew they were maintained by the fathers so bad to build those things. You never knew who did it either.
Sure.
Well, if they kissed somebody, they wouldn't tell on the next fellow that was with them anyway. They never did find out. That was, I don't know whether I said it before, but we had a bunch of boys across the street. There were seven in the family. And what one didn't think of, the other one did. And, of course, nobody knew. Wasn't supposed to know. But we had a butcher shop, you know, so they just single building, flat roof. And the next morning when I went down to school, everybody was standing there looking at the butcher shop. So I went down, you know, and I looked up there. And somehow or other, they had a cow up there.
I wonder how they got it out there.
That's what everybody said, because they had to get a hydraulic to get it down.
Oh,
and
nice.
So they don't know how they got the cow up. But nobody knew they put it up there.
No.
And the old cow was down there chewing her cud. Just peaceful. Oh, that was the worst. Everybody had a suspicion as to who did it, but I tell you, they had wings when they were asked.
Uh-huh. It's amazing how they forget.
But you know, some of them, they work so hard, like taking that wagon apart, mm-hmm. and then put it up on the telephone pole, or up on a tree, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
highway, the schoolhouse store got it.
I'm trying to keep quiet on a bunch of kids. Mm-hmm. Trying to stay quiet while they're
and that, nobody ever would tell about on the other one either.
No, they would never.
That was their secret.
Yeah.
They couldn't get it. Teacher couldn't get it. But everybody just had a good idea as to who did it.
Nobody was to blame. Do you remember any of you ever wear masks? Those paper masks? And after you had them on for a long time, they'd get kind of wet.
No, I never wore a mask.
Funny. They had those little eye shades. They had those. That was about the only thing. They didn't have a full face mask like they do now. It was just a little, what do they call it, Harlequin mask?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, did anybody ever wore?
I can remember those, but then I can remember the paper ones, and after a while they'd get kind of...
Well, I suppose you sweat out anything.
Yeah. You know, I was just thinking, those rubber masks they have now must be really hot.
Yeah, they must be terrible to have on.
They look terrible. I mean, they're scary for costumes, but I would think they'd be hotter than blazing.
I always like to have the little ones come, you know, with, and then they always say, twits and tweets.
Yeah. Well, I like it that they paint their faces now with some kind of makeup rather than having those masks.
Yeah.
They never fit, and the kids can't ever see where they're going. And
I know that one time in town, we ran out of candy. My husband and I, so we closed the drapes and turned off all the lights
that's
and turned the television way down. We didn't have anything else for them. We had so many that came to the door.
But they'll come up anyway, because where I live down there, you're half a block from school.
Sure.
The first year when I started out, you know, they had the parade. They used to have a parade here at night. And the little ones always came up first. Well, that, for several years, I used to put the candy in bags. I'd go down to the store and get those little penny bags. And for years, I made 75 bags.
So goodness.
I was, by the time the evening was over, I didn't have any candy left.
You did that too.
But that finally it dwindled down. And
the trouble there is because it's a small town. My husband was the manager of an John Deere store. Then the people from, kids from the country would come in. Mm-hmm. And one year we had 75 of them there.
For years I gave out 75 bags. And the last year that I gave out candy, I think I had about 25. That's all it came.
They said that last year, the different ones said they didn't have very many come to their house at all.
I know that was when that first scare came out of getting candies, those razor blades and pins and stuff in it.
That scared everybody.
Very few children came out after that.
Well, you can't blame them. But isn't it too bad you can't trust anybody? And even in a small town where you know everybody, you just...
And but that'd be terrible, doesn't it, to put pins in things like that and a razor blade and...
Now you don't understand why anybody would.
Why would anybody do those things?
There were reports of it here, but I don't know how it wasn't that great. But I don't know how true it was. Some said they found pins and.
Well, you'd think they could remember where they got it, but I suppose if they go around in whole neighborhoods, they'll never. Mm-hmm. They never know. Or if they got the same thing.
Big used to have.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, those big
just
shopping
bags.
Some of them had a pillowcase.
One little chap came to the door one night. He was just a little bit of a
one had a pillowcase.
And he had a big sack, you know, when I went to get some. He says, give me a lot.
I can remember coming home with a great big bag full that would last me almost to Christmas.
I have a friend in town here. She made popcorn balls. When they came, she always gave them a popcorn ball. And she made them quite large.
That's a lot of work. You have to wrap those up, too.
Yeah. She gave them the popcorn ball.
Oh,
I wish you could make that. Those good.
That's a lot of work.
Especially if you have 75 of them, like.
Yeah, they have to make a pile of them.
Some of them had 100 and some of them that used to come to the door.
And they asked for caramel apples. I had kids come to the house and ask me for caramel apples, and I said, no, I didn't have caramel apples. No. The bigger kids, they wanted the caramel apples.
Mm-hmm. And while this one Halloween, when we were sitting there in the dark, when a rat came to the front door, and my husband said, must be somebody else out there. So we looked out the door, and there was two girls from the university that we knew. So we went to the door, and they had great big bags, and they said, trick or treat. And they started, come in. So we gave them each a candy bar. But they were laughing so.
Ooh, they were having fun. That's the way a bunch of the high school boys came one night, and they came quite late, and I had just a few pieces left. So I gave what I had, and I looked at the hand, and they looked at me, I said, you can be thankful you got it, because I said, that's all I got.
And then one Halloween, my husband put on an old pair of overalls, and I put on an old dress, and then we went over to our neighbors. We knocked on the front door. We each had a shopping bag like that. Elmo came to the door. We said, tricks and treats. So they gave us each a candy bar and a great big sack. And then but she did invite us in. We had lunch.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. My son-in-law's sister one year, it was only a couple of years ago that she did it. She dressed up like a scarecrow and she put a pumpkin over her head. And then she sat out in the front yard in a chair. And as the kids came along, she talked, and it all stand here was this pumpkin talking.
Oh, a pumpkin that was talking.
Yeah, the pumpkin was talking, and it scared the living daylights out of some of them. They'd never stop. She did that for a couple of years till they kind of got wise to it, that somebody was sitting inside the pumpkin anyway. She sat there all night, or not all night, but till the evening. Dressed up, and there she sat in this chair.
But that was something with that thing on her head.
Yeah, I said to her, well, she had it cut out pretty good, that fit.
My grandson, that shot. But when he was a little fella, he come, I was on the corner, and his mother and dad came, brought him up there, and then he did, had his bag, big bag, and she'd go around with him, and then he'd go one place and he'd come and open it up, and he was always tickled to know he had such a, so many of them.
Oh, it's so much fun for
now
kids.
Now he's way over there in Seattle.
Yeah. Here. Does he have a family?
Oh, yeah.
He's probably going out with his family.
I don't know. But I always thought he was about the last one of them.
Oh, the kids would get so excited they could hardly get their supper down, and real anxious to get going, and we kind of wanted them to eat first because I didn't want to pile all that candy in an empty stomach. Somebody would get sick.
Oh, yeah, I should think so.
We couldn't wait for it to get dark.
Yeah.
Real dark, so we could get out.
And sometimes it'd be so cold on Halloween night that Clear Lake would have a thin coating of ice.
Isn't that something
cold.
The years of, I just wonder what it'll be.
They say it's supposed to be nice by Friday.
It's fine with me.
Mm-hmm. Then we'll have a lot of them to the Friday night then.
Do they come out here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we fill sacks.
Oh, you do. What do you put in the sack?
Different kinds of candy.
Last year they made 100 bags and they ran out. Mary Lee had to run downtown to get more candy. We made 60 extra bags. So we had 160.
It was 160, wasn't it?
Huh?
160 bags that they gave out?
160.
Do they come in then and parade up and down the halls?
Mm-hmm. And have costumes
stuff.
And some of them are so cute, they come in with their little costume.
Yeah, the little tikes, they were so cute. They had just about, what, the fourth to fifth grade is all that they asked. Mothers have to come with those.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
So we knew we'd get the smaller children.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The little ones were the cutest.
Yeah, they were just, some of them were just like little dolls.
You know, when you say trick or treat, does anybody ever ask for a trick? Way in the old days, they used to make you do something, sing a song or do something or else, and then you could get your treat.
Once in a while, they'd be, I'd say, what's your tricks? I don't know, they just kind of, what they did, really, but they tried to pay in that way.
Uh-huh.
But not many of them.
Didn't want them to soap your windows, but that's not that kind of a trick.
Mary had on a witch's costume, and she would, ha ha ha, you'll not know. She's got that high-pitched voice. And Mary Lee running around in a jackrabbit suit. She was with a little white tail. And Doreen was in a black cat outfit. And they really looked pretty cute with the outfit. And then Mary would stand there and give that hideous laugh.
Well, it sounds like do you have a party here then? Do you have Halloween treats?
Yes, we had the hot cider for ourselves and our popcorn. They had the popcorn machine going at night too.
Oh, that smells so good always,
I remember that one time my husband and I was invited to our friend's house for Halloween. We were supposed to kind of dress up, you know. So I put on an old house dress. And I took some colored buttons and strung them and then made earrings, string one over my ear. And I blackened my eyebrows and I put a lot of rouge on my face and my lipstick was way out like this and I did my hair different. And when I walked in, they didn't even know me.
Thank goodness.
But they laughed at my earrings.
Oh,
I thought she'd
gone to sleep.
Light shining in my eyes, that's why.
Should I shut the drain?
No, maybe necessary.
I think it's the bright tree, Alice.
Yeah.
Could be. Mm-hmm.
That's so pretty.
And beautiful.
You know, our trees were so yellow, the maples. You know how maples are. They'll be full of leaves, and the next morning they'll all be on the ground. All of a sudden, they just drop.
And colors weren't as bright this year as usual.
You know, in our woods, we had more reds than we ever had, but we don't have a lot of red. The oaks were pretty red. And usually they're brown.
When we went for that drive, we went for a drive to the country just to see the colored leaves, and they weren't.
I agree with you.
Colorful.
On the highway up by Faribault, you know, where it's always so pretty, that divided road, it's always red. They weren't red this year.
That's where we went to. We went to the apple gardens. The girls picked up some apples.
Well, you know, when we went to Mankato upon the bluff, they used to be so pretty.
Yeah.
They weren't
beautiful.
Pretty at all. Mm-hmm.
None of the trees around were pretty colored.
Up there where I lived on the corner by the, you know, where I said. Right across was that Nacty Doll, the shoe man. And they were right there, the most beautiful. I don't know, I was there maybe there yet. Those maple big, all kind of there. Big, great, big leaves. Beautiful. Now I don't know, maybe they're this year too. I don't know what they do.
I'm not real sure where that was. What street was that, Karen?
Huh?
Where was that? Second?
Down by the schoolhouse there, right on the hill. Well, it wasn't Elm, it's
Second?
Yeah, right there, on the second.
They
lived on the corner, you know, and right by their place, which is great big.
You know the street that's got the pretty ones is over by the Masonic Temple.
They what?
Over by the Masonic Temple on that street on 3rd.
Yeah, they're pretty.
They always have
those trees are beautiful on there.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lot of elm
trees.
Maple trees.
Elm has those pretty trees too.
Elm Avenue has pretty trees.
Over by Joy, by Vera Ward's house too.
Yeah,
That's way with our backyard. We had so many maple trees.
They are gorgeous.
These are the prettiest.
You know, it was so funny because there was a house on 5th Street, and I'm not sure who lived in it. It was a big gray house. Two sisters lived in it. I'm sure you know who I'm talking about. I can't think of their name. 5th Street and about, probably about 5th and 5th, southeast. And they always had a big, gorgeous maple. And that thing turned so early and shed all its leaves. And it was absolutely bare. And this has been at least a month ago. Probably more than that, 6 weeks ago.
It went out in the back here, by the back by the patio that was so pretty for a while. It was a maple. All at once, all the leaves were gone.
Mm-hmm.
It looked so bare.
Mm-hmm.
There's two maples out there right there.
Yeah. What kind of a tree is this, I wonder?
I don't know. I thought it was an ash tree, but I don't know. It isn't an elm.
No, it's not an elm.
It looks like an ash. We had an ash tree. But I don't, it isn't an elm, I don't think.
Isn't that the mountain ash?
Huh?
We had a mountain ash on our lawn, and then they cut it down because they're so messy.
But I don't know.
They're terrible.
My grandparents had a mountain ash, and the birds loved it, but it was a mess.
Oh, right.
There's orange things all.
But that is so pretty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had an ash tree, but maybe it's an elm, I don't know. An elm doesn't have all them little machines, them little spray.
It's not an elm leaf.
On the tree.
Even like over there in the island, that used to always be so pretty with the trees, you know. It wasn't a bit pretty this year.
They haven't even started to turn, have they? Mm-hmm.
They're gone.
Yeah, they're gone.
They're all gone. The leaves are gone.
Oh, have they gone?
Yeah.
I can't see them, but they are.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way looking over there. It's summertime. You can't see any of those houses. Now you can see them all. And you can see all the cars on the road and everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, that must be the town, is it? The cemetery.
That's the...
No. I mean, not cemetery. It must be there.
The other side of the lake. Yeah. That's...
Well, it's the other side, yeah.
But what street is that?
I don't know.
Well, I'm wondering if it's 4th.
Must be
quite a little bit where it comes around the library, maybe it's 5th or 6th. I'll bet it's 6th.
I think it's
by Sandburg's, you go out that way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're out that corner.
I think that's 6th.
Across the railroad tracks.
See, they got a big traffic on it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That don't.
You can get there from 4th, I think. 4th runs into the lake. Remember where Willard Donahue used to live? Go around that way. Then you have to turn on the lake road and get over to 6th.
There is a little curve there on the back side. Yeah, that's right.
I think you're right. I think it's 6th. It's farther over. Anything else about Halloween? How did it ever get started anyway?
I was trying to think. I know the story of Halloween. I was just sitting here trying to think what that story was. But it seems that in the old days, ghosts of the dead were to come out of their graves. That's why we have All Saints Day and All Souls Day. All Souls Day.
What's the difference between All Saints Day and All Souls Day?
Well, the All Souls were the ones that were dead and buried, and then, of course, the saints. But I can remember something about it being the souls of the dead rising from their graves. But the rest of it, I can't remember.
My dad always tells about when he was in college at St. Thomas. He's real superstitious about ghosts. And a bunch of his friends dared him to go through the cemetery at night on Halloween. And I don't know what ever made him do it, but he had to go over the fence. You know, I mean, it was locked up. So, all right, he'd do it. And he got in there, and they were going to meet him around the other side, and he says he beat him over there. He said all he had to do was look around, and he beat him out of imagining, and he said, you never saw anybody run so fast in your life and jump over the fence. And but he did. He went through it.
Why is a person at night afraid of the cemetery?
Well, I think it's just of
the dead. People are all in there, you know, they're dead.
Everybody has a little special there, or even going into a funeral home or anything.
We drive past the cemetery on the way home to our house, and at night the headlights shine off the tombstones, and the kids would just, you know, they'd be scared to death.
Real eerie, huh?
Yeah, because you'd have a flash, you know, it'd be a white flash over here, and then you'd...
Did you ever go by a tree that had that phosphorus stuff gleaming at night? Oh, I tell you, that puts a fear of everything, anything of a ghost hiding behind a tree.
I remember one night we went, Will and I said, why? That looks kind of, that was, I guess, Halloween spooky. And I said, all the, you know, the light flashed. They had lights out there on the stone. Looked kind of shaky.
Yeah.
Spooky.
Yeah, it does.
We went through there one night. The brother-in-law took us, he's going out, party out. So we girls were all in there, you know, and he took us in way around the road. Kind of scare us, you know.
Yeah.
I'd say, you know, nobody's going to raise up or anything.
But especially if you get kids together, they'll scare each other by the time you get out of there.
I can't understand why are we scared to be in a cemetery at night? Nobody's going to hurt you.
No,
it's just the idea, I think.
But I think it's the shadow of the tombstones. Especially, I suppose, when it's moonlight, they make the shadows.
And it's so quiet.
Yeah,
it's
so quiet there.
It's such a quiet. I can remember when Carole was in high school, they were the craziest bunch anyway. And one Halloween they were going to go, what they call house ghosting. And there were so many empty houses out along, especially on 13 out that way. And so they went out, they were going to go through some of these old empty farmhouses. Well, there was a man at that time here in town, he was an inebriate. And he was kind of, he was just, he lived any place he could find a place to lay. And it was getting towards fall, and he asked somebody if he could stay in that one of those houses. And they gave him permission. Well, the kids didn't know he was in there. They were going to go haunting this house this night. And they were just having a wee of a good time going through the, whatever, there was a woods or something. And they got up to the house. Well, the man didn't have a dog. And the dog started. And of course he came out and barked, and about that time the man came out and he hollered, "Who the hell's out there?" And I guess the kids went like and Carole said, one of the boys, they got up to the road, they couldn't find him. They didn't know where he went. It was Harlan Larson, if any of you have known. So they got into the car and they drove back slowly, and when they got down to that lamp, the first lamp there at the where State Street begins, what the rest of it is countryside, here was Harlan under the street light. They don't know how he ever got down there. He was waiting for them. And when they got down there, he says, "What took you so long?" Oh, they scared him over that night going through those haunted houses. He was the craziest gang anyway.
That reminds me, I think some of the boys, probably my son's age, used to take the girls out to where the Shook murders, that place. Now they'd just scare them to death.
Even driving up there, the girls just go crazy. I don't think the boys, I don't think they ever had nerve enough to go into the property, but they talked big.
Yep, that was a scary night in itself. We went out there. We went out through the cornfield where the two children lay that were killed. The house was all lit up. There was, of course, but that was ransacked. That was just torn to pieces. It was, put the scare of anybody in that night.